The Feminine Touch, a program for and about women. Customs and attitudes among women may vary from one country to another, but women the world over share many of the same interests and problems. To give our listeners an idea of what women in the United States are doing in their day-to-day lives, the Voice of America now brings you another program in our series. How do American families spend their vacations? That is our subject today.
This is Tori Baker. The people singing are several families gathered around an open fire on a cool, clear summer evening at a public camping site in the northern part of the United States. These families, until earlier in the day, had never met before. What brings them together is their choice of a vacation. The scene is typical of thousands all over the United States every summer.
For me, just being near the open sea and these rugged mountains and this beautiful pine forest is a tremendous spiritual experience. And we hope that each child in his own way is absorbing some of this. We hope that eventually in their store of memories that this will be a very pleasant memory to take along through life.
That was Mrs. Martha Dutton, who was vacationing with her family at Acadia National Park. The sea she speaks of is the Atlantic, the mountain, Cadillac, which rises suddenly 1,500 feet or 450 meters above the water. From the top of the mountain, you can face east and look out on the ocean, or you can turn around and look inland down upon woods and lakes. And in between, there is Frenchman's Bay, with its many little harbors and islands. The spectacular area she describes is located in the state of Maine, in the northeastern corner of the United States. 31,000 acres, or more than 12,000 hectares, of it belong to the nation, to the American people. Acadia is one of 29 national parks in the United States, regions of particular beauty that are preserved and protected by the federal government. Scattered throughout these and similar areas preserved by individual states are some 6,000 camping areas where travelers can pitch a tent, build a campfire, and set up housekeeping. Next to seaside and mountain resorts, the national and state parks are the most popular places with Americans on vacation. Camping is a wonderful and inexpensive way for a family to enjoy a vacation together. But how much of a vacation is it for the mother of the family, the lady of the house? What about the cooking and the dishes? What is the enjoyment from her point of view? To find some answers, I visited three families who are camping at Acadia, the Duttons, the Johnsons, and the Howes. First of all, I inquired about the household chores. Mrs. Dutton, who was camping with her husband and five children, had this to say.
We eat very simply. Usually at noon, on the nice days, we packed up our lunch and took long sandwiches to eat at noon. So we only had one big breakfast and one big meal at the end of the day. It's very easy. We use paper plates so that we don't have too much dishwashing, but what we do is very easy to do.
Mrs. Johnson is camping with her husband and three sons, and here's the way she manages. The stove she refers to, incidentally, is a portable one that operates on gasoline and air pressure.
We've been fixing a fire every night, and the children, well, last night roasted hot dogs, the night before marshmallows. I do most of my cooking, all of it, on the stove. It's convenient because, well, like yesterday we were out on the road, we could easily just stop the car and unpack and fix a hot lunch and pack up and keep going. We bought a cooler, which only requires a cake of ice. And, well, we've had it now 48 hours, and the ice isn't melted yet. And I buy food for just about 2 days. We haven't fixed anything elaborate, just hot dogs and hamburgers, and our friend gave us some fish, so we had fish sandwiches yesterday. And it isn't difficult at all to do these things. I haven't washed any clothes. Fortunately, I brought, in, I think, I hope enough so that I won't have to wash anything. But we get our water from the spigot. Our oldest boy does that. And I heat it. I brought a pitcher, and I heat it on the Coleman stove, and I wash dishes and wash us up with hot water.
Most of the parks supply water, sometimes hot and cold running water. Facilities vary, of course, with each park, and campers sometimes pay a nominal sum for the use of them. Mr. and Mrs. Howe are camping with their 5-year-old daughter, Jill. And when I asked how they were managing with the chores, it was Mr. Howe who supplied the answer.
Well, you see, my wife has been cooking all year round, so I feel that she should have a vacation from it. So I do the cooking. It's wonderful. And the dishes, well, that's part of the operation. In the last few days, I've been doing the dishes, too. I mean, assisting in the dishes.
Mrs. Howe appeared to approve of the arrangement.
And the food tastes wonderful. It doesn't matter what it is. When it's cooked outdoors, it's good. Especially if your husband cooks it.
Thus, when families go camping, the chores are reduced to a minimum, so nobody feels very much of a burden. I asked these families to tell me something about themselves, where they came from, why they like camping, and how they are spending their time on these trips. The Duttons are from Spencerport, a small community just outside of Rochester in the state of New York. Mr. Dutton is a businessman and does a good deal of traveling, both in this country and abroad. Sometimes, if he's going to be away any length of time, he takes his family with him. 2 years ago, for example, they were all in the Near East, and it was there that they met Layla, the little 5-year-old girl whom they have since adopted and who this summer is enjoying her first camping experience with the family. Other Dutton children are Gail, 16, Jean, 14, David, 11, and Mark, 4. In most parks, trails are laid out which lead campers to the most interesting places in the area. Mrs. Dutton described some that her family have enjoyed so far.
We took in the seaside nature walk, which we thought was very, very instructive. We enjoyed it tremendously. And then the 3 older children took the ship harbor walk, which was a little bit longer. That's why we kept the younger children home. And then yesterday, the 3 older children and a friend of ours climbed Cadillac Mountain and enjoyed that. They were very surprised to get up there so fast. They expected to take all morning and got up there in 2 hours.
In the evenings at Acadia, there are campfires. People sing together, and sometimes the rangers who supervise the camping sites give talks. The Duttons have attended 2 of these programs.
The first night, not only did we enjoy the community singing, and the little ones did love that, so, but we also enjoyed the talks. The first night was about marine life, and the last night was about all the different points of interest you could see on the park. But our children, it's a little cool sitting there sometimes. We have to take a lot of blankets, and a couple of times some of them have come home a little early because they got cold, but we feel it's a very nice thing that they give us in this way.
While Mrs. Dutton is anxious to have her children learn about the wildlife and geology of the area, she is apparently even more anxious to have them learn about the people.
We feel it is very important for children to understand not only their own community, but everybody else's community and the way everybody else lives. That's one reason we do try to travel, even in the States, a little with the children. And we were especially interested just in the park to go over to Swan's Island, which is a lobstering island, let them see a little bit of the life over there. And we have tried in all our travels to let them see not only the kind of life we lead, but the kind different kinds we have around. I think the biggest thing for any child in this modern day is to be able to not only understand his neighbor, but to be able to sympathize and live with him and trust and love.
The Johnsons are a Negro family from Yellow Springs, Ohio, which is a small residential town of 4,000 families situated in the Midwest section of our country. I learned that Mr. Johnson teaches chemistry at Central State College, and that before the children were born, Mrs. Johnson had also been a teacher, In fact, it was when she was on the faculty at Howard University in Washington that she met her husband, who was then a graduate student. The Johnsons are vacationing with their three boys, Bernard, aged 12, Douglas, 8, and Ricky, 6. Last year, they went on a camping trip through the West, stopping at Yellowstone and Grand Canyon National Parks. And this year, they are combining a camping trip in Maine with visits with friends and relatives on their way east. Making these stops, she pointed out, makes the trips easier on the children who, although they're seasoned travelers, tend to get bored on a long trip. I asked Mrs. Johnson why she enjoys camping.
I think being out, being unrestricted, I hope able to observe, you know, some of the simple, natural things of life more than anything else. The idea of getting away from it all and learning how to live simply and easily and enjoyably without the cultures, let's say, of life. I think basically all people are looking for the same thing, simple pleasures and simple happinesses. And you even find in the larger cities that are known for having people who like the material things, you find these same people like to get away and come up to such retreats as this and enjoy them to get away from the hustle and bustle and worries. And in, I think, all instances, certainly with the people that I've talked to here, you find that they have found a new emphasis and a new peace of mind, a new enjoyment of being here.
Not far from the Johnsons, the Howes had pitched their tent. As I headed toward their campsite, I heard music. And when I first saw them, Mrs. Howe was playing the viola and her husband the flute. It was an unexpected sight to see and an unexpected sound to hear, this cultivated music in such a primitive setting. A number of campers had gathered around to hear the music. Little children, 2 and 3 years old, were among them. When they had stopped playing, Mrs. Howe told me that she and her husband and little girl live in Milburn, a small town in the eastern state of New Jersey. Like Mr. Johnson, Mr. Howe is a college professor. He teaches fine arts at Newark State Teachers College. I asked Mrs. Howe if she was a professional musician.
Well, no, not really. I do some playing professionally, but primarily I'm a mother and housewife. And I do lots of playing for fun. We have lots of friends who make music, and we play together frequently. During the day, sometimes we take time from the housework and get together and play and sing. And sometimes in the evenings, too.
I asked Mrs. Howe about some of the equipment and the expenses involved in camping vacations. She told me that the equipment is somewhat expensive, especially the tent. But if you buy a good one and take care of it, it will last for many vacations. Then, too, there are cots and air mattresses, sleeping bags, the portable stove, and a few other things. But once you have them, camping is very economical.
It costs just about the same as it does when we're at home. Just a little bit more, I suppose, because we use more gas. We're traveling around. But as far as eating and sleeping, it's very inexpensive because we stay in either state or national campgrounds where there is either no charge or a very small charge for a night.
Mrs. Howe added that they don't have to save up in advance for this kind of a vacation.
We actually do it on our current paycheck because my husband teaches summer school and he gets paid for the summer school session at the end of the 6 weeks. And we have expenses such as the mortgage and taxes and other household expenses that have to be met. And with what's left, we go on our vacation.
Although Mrs. Howe admits that she had no particular interest in camping until rather recently, she is now a convert to this way of life.
3 years ago, my husband asked me if I thought I would like to go camping, and I had never been camping except one summer when I was a child. I was at a summer camp, and I was willing to try anything because my husband is a teacher, so we don't have very much money, and this is one way we can afford to have a vacation. And I loved it. First time I loved it, and the second time I loved it, and this time I love it even more. It's peaceful, it's relaxing, you can do whatever you want. You can be as primitive as you wish or as civilized as you wish.
Whatever their reasons for taking a vacation of this kind, whether from choice or to please their husbands or to economize, all of the women I talked to at Acadia National Park seem to revel in the peace and contentment that a simple life in a beautiful setting provides. This is Tori Baker, inviting you to join us next week when the Voice of America will again present The Feminine Touch.